Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Oh my word, this is so exciting. My first ever Friday Five. Guys, are you as excited as me? Okay, probably not. But look, we're going to be doing this every Friday for 5 minutes, of course. I'm going to give you five things, and sometimes those things will be maybe five books to read or five places to visit or five songs I love. But today, I'm starting out with people because I love people. On my first ever Friday Five, I'm going to tell you five people to follow on social media, this time on Instagram. And some you may know, and some I bet you don't, but I have my reasons why I love them and think you will too. Be right back. So this feels like Christmas morning. What in the world? I am truly so excited about the Friday Five today, adding this new element to our show that's just kind of a fun, lighter element since we do so much inspiration and such during the week. Let me know if you love it. Go to my website and write in and tell me if it's fun and what you want me to feature on the Friday Five. Will you do that? Okay, so today's Friday Five is five people I follow on Instagram that I think you should too and why. And by the way, I'll link all of these in the show notes along with my Instagram if you don't already follow me there. So first up is Susie Davis. Susie is a pastor's wife from Austin, Texas. She's host of the Dear Daughters podcast. She is an author and a speaker, and most importantly to me, my dear friend. She is a gorgeous soul with a beautiful feed of breathtaking pictures of food that she cooks, especially her pies. Oh, I love her pies. And her home and all of those things. But what I love the most is when she posts her snippets of videos that she and her husband Will do where they talk about marriage and life. She is wise and has a beautiful way with words, and you should follow her. So the second follow on the Friday Five is Angie Elkins. Angie and I go way back, and she is a fiery redhead who is from Orlando, Florida, who is a gifted musician, singer, and oh, she's amazing. And her husband actually is a worship pastor on staff in Orlando, Florida. And she has a fun new podcast called Chatology, which is really, really good. Honestly, I don't say that about all of them, but it is. Here's a fun fact. Angie and I met in seminary and we worked at the Clinique makeup counter together. True story. And you'll see in her pictures how beautiful her makeup is and her hair, which, by the way, is crazy. It's insane. I tell her that all the time. But my favorite are her Insta stories, which are so very Angie and relatable and fun. You will love it. She is a blast. So go follow her. Then third, this is not a person, but it's an account I love called My Jesus Jam. If you want to laugh and read funny memes, this account is for you. It and Dogs Being Basic and Letter Folk make me laugh on the regular, and I so appreciate the comic relief. Fourth on the Friday Five to follow is Bree McCoy. So Bree is a ridiculously darling blonde who looks like Goldie Hawn to me and appropriately lives in California. She is all things sunshine and light and love and Jesus. And here's something awesome, food. She posts about food. She has the best backstory about not being able to cook a single thing. She told me this herself when we were having dinner. She was not able to cook a single thing, and she literally taught herself to cook because she said that otherwise she and her husband, she realized real quickly after she got married that they were going to starve. And now she has this gorgeous book called Come and Eat, and she offers these paleo recipes online along with beautiful words about people and life. And I just love her, and you will too. That's Bree McCoy. And then last, the only guy rounding out our bunch, which, by the way, I will recommend more men in the future, but this one really impacts me by his pictures, but also by what he does with his life. Corey Martin, otherwise known as Jail Chap, is a favorite of mine because his pictures are breathtaking. He captures soul in them. And if you've read anything from his wife, Shannon Martin's book, Falling Free, who, by the way, is also a favorite of mine, they changed everything about their life to do what they do now, and him in particular as a chaplain in an Indiana correctional facility. He inspires me. His pictures inspire me, all of it. So go follow him and his wife, Shannon, for that matter. But I figure many of you already follow her. So there you go, the Friday Five, and hopefully five new follows for you. Thanks for joining me today on the Five Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. This has been fun. Come back next week for a week's worth of shows all about mom stuff, our guilt, our dreams, our fears, and yeah, even our secrets. We're going to talk about all of it. Why not? It's almost Mother's Day. And the next Friday Five, by the way, will be all about last minute Mother's Day gift ideas. So you might want to get ready to queue that up for that gift giver to listen to for some ideas for you. Yeah, mine will sure need some, I bet. I love you. See you then. We hope you've enjoyed this Five Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Remember, if you're not already subscribed in iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, you can always go to my website at lisawhittle.com or fivewordprayers.com and sign up for the Friday Five, where you'll get the week's worth of podcasts all emailed to your inbox. At just 5 minutes, it'll still take you half the time than the regular podcast to catch up on the entire week.